Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are going to get to our new feature, which is the top five most beautiful briefing moments.
The Greg Hill Show presents the top five most beautiful briefing moments.
As we near the end of our historic battle with the invisible enemy.
All right. Well, if you don't have a couple hours in your schedule to sit down and watch the White House briefings, we offer this as a public service, a recap of the top five best moments from yesterday. Danielle, and what do you want to start with this morning?
Let's start with Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. I felt like I was in a mob movie for a few minutes because it was like, is it a friend of mine? Is it a friend of ours? Is it a stockpile of ours? Is it a stockpile of that? I don't know to whom the stockpile belongs, but he made it very clear yesterday.
Number five.
And you have instances where in cities they're running out, but the state still has a stockpile. And the notion of the federal stockpile was it's supposed to be our stockpile. It's not supposed to be state stockpiles that they then use. So we're encouraging the states to make sure that they're assessing the needs. They're getting the data from their local situations and then trying to fill it with the supplies that we've given them. The same thing with the masks.
Everybody needs to have their own stash.
Who's our? So then what is the federal our? Is that for the Trump family or is it for the... I'm a little unclear as to whom that belongs.
Everybody needs a stockpile. Everybody should have their own stockpile.
Okay.
Keep your hands out of my stockpile.
All right. If you were concerned about how the president is doing, fear not. He tested negative again.
Number four.
I did take a test. It just came out. This is from the White House physician. You may have it. Just came out. I just took it this morning. And I took it. It took me literally a minute to take it. And it took me, I guess it was 14 or 15 minutes. I went to work. I didn't wait for it. But he said it took 14 minutes or something to come up with a conclusion. So that's the second one. I think I took it really out of curiosity to see how quickly it worked and fast it worked. And it's a lot easier. I've done them both. And the second one is much more pleasant, Jeff.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't he be waiting until he gets the results before he goes and infects everybody at work?
And I mean,
14 good minutes point. On the job.
He took a test that quick, and it still can't get tested anywhere nowadays. This is his second one.
Yeah, I know. Well, but aren't they demanding that he takes one? I mean, I don't think he wants to keep taking
it. I mean, he is kind of the leader of the free world. It's good to know that he doesn't have it.
Are you okay with him having a test when people can't get tests?
He already got tested.
I mean, Marcus Smart had three tests.
Now, on Sunday evening, I think it was, or maybe Monday, I forget which day, where the president was very happy about the question about his approval ratings from OAN's Chanel Rion. Uh-huh. But he reminded us last night, this is not the time for politics.
Number three.
This is not the time for politics. Endless partisan investigations. Here we go again. Have already done extraordinary damage to our country in recent years. You see what happens. It's witch hunt after witch hunt after witch hunt. And in the end, the people doing the witch hunt have been losing, and they've been losing by a lot. And we want to fight for American lives, not waste time and build up my poll numbers.
Okay. All right. Now, if you were unsure about the spelling of COVID-19, we got your back.
Number two.
Ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term. COVID.
I think he thought a very famous term.
It almost seems like the way they might have spelled it.
Yeah.
He didn't really know.
Right.
You know, it wasn't
they might have spelled it out with like hyphens or something.
Right. Yeah, right. They probably had the hyphens in there.
Yeah. So he had said, right. You know, we've been testing for this, and he's like,
right.
Wait, what is this? What is
it? COVID-19.
It was like, Greg, on the old show when LB said the GO2s.
Right.
Instead of the go-tos.
Right.
And during one of his live reads. Right.
Or when he said, if you're an IT professional.
Correct.
And it
yes.
meant IT professional.
Yes.
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 So it's COVIDAD, night. COVID is the way, that's how you spell it.
It's become a very famous term.
Okay.
Very famous term. And then finally, rounding out our top five beautiful.
By the way.
Yes.
Just, I want to point out that Chanel was right back in the seat that she belongs in yesterday. Wasn't that good news?
Special I wonder if someone stepped in on her behalf.
Wasn't that good news?
Get her ass out.
My
of
girl,
there.
Chanel Rion, back reporting the news.
Mm-hmm.
Back holding the White House accountable.
I mean, fair is fair. The whole press corps despises the guy. She at least have one.
I didn't have one person.
Yeah, one person in
favor. One person
favor.
Who
sure.
is asking some positive questions, and that
positive
is.
Positive questions about killing
the,
babies?
That is the,
Jesus.
That is the lovely.
John Farrell had Dan Roach. Trump had. Chanel.
The lovely and very talented journalistically Chanel Rion.
Oh, right. And her scarves. So speaking of scarves, that brings us to the number one cut during the beautiful briefing moments this morning, this Friday. And scarves might actually be better than masks, according to the president.
Number one.
If people wanted to use scarves, which they have, many people have them, they can. In many cases, the scarf is better. It's thicker. I mean, you can, if you depending on the material, it's thicker. But they could do that if they want.
Yeah, all right.
If they want.
I mean, this is what I don't understand. Are we supposed to start covering our mouths at all times?
I guess so. I don't know.
Fauci said we kind of are, right?
Yeah, but then they're like, the official declaration is coming. So they haven't said it for sure, 100%. I don't know. I don't know.
The Surgeon General mumbled the same thing. He's like, they asked him. He's like, probably a good idea.
They don't even know.
Where is the direction?
They don't know. That's why. They have no idea.
Hey, Trump mastered the spelling. Get off his back.
What they told us originally is that, you know, the people that should be wearing masks are the people that are sick. You know, so now if we're all.
What about the people who don't know whether they're sick or not?
I don't know. But caller made a good point. If you're wearing a mask and then you're touching it and you're doing all types of stuff and then you're just kind of putting it underneath your chin when you get in the car. Is it really, I mean, how...
And what about these people you see who have these elaborate, technologically advanced masks? Where do they get those
That's
from?
The new normal.
Are they yeah.
It's called the Max Lane.
But where are they obtaining them
Gucci.
From?
That's Is called that- someone forgot they started a home improvement project 10 years ago with like a respirator. And they're like, wait a minute, is that thing still in the garage?
I mean, there's way more people who are wearing masks these days than there were at the start of the week.
And don't you feel totally like you're out of place when you're in a room at like a grocery store and everybody's wearing masks
and
except
you don't?
You?
Yep.
Yeah, but then you see another like-minded person and you kind of look at each other and you're like,
I got
you
back.
Secret nod.
Right. We're going without the mask.
Yeah, we're definitely a Trump fan.
we're cool. We're cool. We don't look weird with a mask on strolling through Home Depot.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. I would like to say that your number one fan called in a few weeks ago and said, if the government tells me not to get a mask, I should get a mask. That was moi.
That was you.
Yes. Hey, COVID-19, you know, people pretend like it's like some chemical compound. It just stands for Coronavirus Disease 2019.
Yes.
And so many people don't know that. So I hope I'm not the dumbest caller of the day tomorrow, but just wanted to spread that little knowledge.
No, you're correct.
COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term.
It is very famous. All right. We will be back momentarily.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.